Welcome to Real Talk with Reg of the Day. I'm your host, Reg of the Day. We've added a new question and answer segment to the show. Since I'm a life and motivational coach, I'm going to answer any questions you may have about your personal journey to success. I won't state your name on the podcast. I will just state your question and answer it so we can help others who may have the same questions about their journey. Now let's jump right into the first question. What type of people do I need to surround myself with while pursuing my dreams? All right. So you're asking about the type of people you should surround yourself with while pursuing your dreams and your goals. That's an excellent question. The people you surround yourself with can have a significant impact on your journey towards success. Now, personally, I know that once I started trying to be a greater version of me and started going towards my goals in life, I lost a lot of friends. Not because we fell out about something, it's just because I was going in a different direction. And see, that's what's going to happen to you. When you be different, your life is going to be different. Now, you want to surround yourself with individuals who are supportive and positive. These are people who believe in you, encourage you, and uplift you during both the highs and lows of your journey. It's crucial to be around individuals who are driven and ambitious themselves. Being in the company of people who have their own goals and aspirations can be incredibly motivating. It will help you, trust me. You'll feed off each other's energy and push each other to strive for greatness. Another essential aspect is surrounding yourself with individuals who are knowledgeable and experienced in your field or industry. These are the people who can offer valuable advice, guidance, and mentorship along the way. Learning from those who have already walked the path of your own can help you navigate challenges more effectively and avoid common pitfalls. It's also beneficial to have a diverse network of people around you. Surround yourself with individuals from different backgrounds, perspectives, and expertise. Diversity enriches your thinking, introduces you to new ideas, and opens up doors to opportunities you may not even thought about. So let's now dive deep into the realms of personal growth and motivation, which is important for your journey towards success, the company you keep. That's right. We're going to talk about whether you're surrounding yourself with positive or negative people. But before we dive into that, let's take a moment to reflect on why this topic is so crucial. You see, the people we surround ourselves with have a profound impact on our lives. They shape our thoughts, our behaviors, and ultimately our destiny. Think about it. If you spend your time with negative individuals, how do you think that's going to affect your mindset? Conversely, if you surround yourself with positive, uplifting people, how might that influence your outlook on life? It's a simple equation, really. Positive input equals positive output, while negative input equals negative output. Now, I'm not saying that you should cut ties with every person in your life who's going through a rough patch. We all have our ups and downs. And part of being a supportive friend or family member is being there for others during their struggles, because you would want somebody to be there for you, right? However, you need to be mindful of the overall energy that surrounds you. So take the moment to reflect on people in your life. Are they lifting you up or dragging you down? Are they cheering you up or casting doubt on your dreams? Are they helping you grow or holding you back? These are important questions to ask yourself, because ultimately, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Reginald D., I can't just cut off all negative people from my life. What if they're family members or coworkers? And you're absolutely right. Sometimes we can't control who we are surrounded by, especially in certain social or professional settings. However, what we can control is how we react to those situations. Instead of letting negative energy consume you, focus on being the beacon of positivity in those environments. So you got the power to change your environment. You got to believe that about yourself. Lead by example and show others what it means to have a growth mindset, even in the face of adversity. Remember, you have the power to influence those around you, so use it wisely. Now, I want to leave you with a challenge for the week ahead. Make a conscious effort to surround yourself with positivity. Seek out individuals who inspire you, who challenge you, and who support your journey towards success. Whether it's joining a new social group, attending a network event, or simply reaching out to a positive friend, take proactive steps to cultivate a more uplifting environment. And remember, your mindset is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. So choose wisely when it comes to the company you keep, because it can make all the difference in your pursuit of greatness. I want to thank you for your question, and I truly hope it helps and blesses people today. If you would like your questions answered on the show, send your question to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website, or you can just send me a message on there too. I know it's a lot of information, but if you just go to realtalkwithreginald.com and explore my website, you will find everything you need on there. That's all for today's episode, fam. As always, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep surrounding yourself with positivity. See you next time.